All right, joining us on KNBR 680, one of the names of the spring so far, and they like him. He's a right-handed hitter. There are not many in camp like you, and that's Justin Maxwell. How's the spring going for you?
So far, so good. You know, I'm happy to be a part of this team, and I'm going to do my best to break with the team on opening day.
How did you get here? You've been in the big leagues for a while, and all of a sudden now you're in the Giants organization.
Yeah, I was a free agent after my time last year with the Royals, and Bobby Evans brought me over, and they were really pushing to get me in the free agency process. So this was definitely the first team on my list.
All right, you mentioned the magic word, the Royals, which comes to mind, of course, the playoffs and the World Series. Tell us your relationship to it and what you thought of how the whole playoff went.
Well, it was pretty neat seeing my old teammates, make it that far, and even to Game 7 in the World Series. It was a tough pill to swallow when the Giants won that last game, but it was neat seeing all my friends get to play in that experience.
Justin, you're in the big league camp. You're an athlete, which you like to say, a right-handed hitter. Not many like that in the organization when you look up and down the list. Your career started where? Maryland? What were your choices coming out of high school? What positions did you play? So fans get to know a little bit about you.
Well, I'm from the Maryland area, and I went to University of Maryland. I got drafted out of high school by the Orioles in the 43rd round, but I decided to go to school because my signing bonus wasn't as much as my scholarship was worth. So, that was a pretty easy choice back in the day. But then I spent 4 years in Maryland. I had to redshirt a year, and then ended up signing with the Nationals in 2005 in the fourth round.
Now, at Maryland, great school, the Terrapins, now in the Big Ten. I don't know how that happened, but they are there. What did you major in? What was college life like for you?
Oh, college was great. We were in the ACC. We won a basketball national championship. Our football team went to a few bowl games when I was there. So I'm very proud of my school. It was a little weird going into the Big Ten, but I guess it was a financial decision, which was pretty important. But they seemed to be fitting in nicely. But I study animal sciences, and I got my degree in 2005.
Wow. And if you're not a baseball player, what would you be?
Probably an orthopedic surgeon. I've had a lot of experience with surgeries from my playing days so far. So I think that.
All right. You've been in the big leagues. So how did you get in? What was your first time in the big leagues? Your debut as a major leaguer?
I got called up in 2007, and my first hit was a grand slam. Never forget that. And yeah, that was a pretty neat experience. I came from A-ball to the big leagues, and I got a little chance to play then, so that was fun.
All right, I want to hear more about the grand slam. Who was it off of? What were the circumstances?
It was a pinch hit at bat down at Sun Life Stadium, before the new Marlins Park, yeah. And it was a changeup, I think, 1-2 count or 0-2 count.
Did you know you got all of it?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, all right, Justin Maxwell with us. All right, but you've been in the big leagues. You've been with a couple of organizations. Take us through a little bit of the travel, because you're still, how old are you? You're still a young man.
How old do I look?
I'd say you look about 27.
Okay, and I'm 31, so that's a good sign.
Very good.
Yeah, I'll take the minus.
Yeah, you look like me.
All right, good.
I spent my first 5 years with the Nationals, and I got picked up by the Yankees, was with them for a year in AAA, and had another spring training with them before I got picked up by the Astros in 2012.
I remember that.
And played the year with them, and a year and a half, actually, and then I got traded to the Royals in 13 at the trade deadline, and I spent a year and a half with them. So now I'm a Giant.
All right. This is a good timeline. I like that. All right, so what's your challenge as a big leaguer? Obviously, you have skills, organizations like you. What is your major skill? Why do you get called up, and what is your challenge?
Well, for me, coming up in the national system, they taught me how to play all three outfield positions, which is a bonus for, playing in the National League. And that's given me some flexibility as I've gone to around to other clubs and, managers like that, the sense that I can play, wherever they need me. And then as far as, the offensive side, I got some pop, and it's just a matter of being consistent on an everyday basis. That's the main thing that separates, good big leaguers from guys who stay for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I love to watch an outfielder throw people out. Good arm?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good arm. Accurate. Try to keep the ball down. Hit the cutoff man. Then my job is done.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Hit the cutoff man in life. That's the key to life, is hit the cutoff man. You're now here. I remember your season with the Astros. Very impressive. A lot of power. Was that your best season in the big leagues?
That was my longest season, I guess. I had 300 and some at-bats. It was before I maybe have 100 here and there. So, that was a good experience to get out there almost every day. I had to fight my way into the lineup because I came off came in off of waivers, but you know, they gave me a chance to play, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Was there a hitting coach along the way who made a big impact for you?
I mean, they've all been good. I've had a lot of different coaches, and they all just want to get the best out of their players. That's the one thing I admire about my coaches. Yeah. I wouldn't say there's just one guy, but I've had unique relationships with all of them, and they always try to get me to be the best player that I can be.
All right, so as a hitter, what's the biggest challenge? People want to be consistent. Is it laying off a screwball, a slider, the fastball, curveball? What's the challenge for you?
I mean, timing is everything in hitting. And for me, I have long arms, so trying to keep my swing as short as possible, that's the key for me. So trying to get my body into a position where I can have a short, quick, consistent swing every time.
All right. So how do you like being a Giant and being in this clubhouse? Is it different than the others you've been in?
It's different in the sense that the guys here seem like a family. Like everybody, everybody's pretty close, and they welcomed me immediately when I came over here. And, a lot of times you'll meet a veteran guy, they'll say hi, keep on walking. But guys here ask questions, and they want to get to know you as a player and as a person.
Yeah. Not, as I said when we started this, not many right-handed power hitters around here. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you look around the clubhouse.
Well, that was one of the reasons why I signed here. After I saw Mikey Moe go to the Marlins in free agency, I kind of felt like I can fill his void that he left here, because he had a productive season last year. And, I was a teammate with him in Washington. But, just looking at the roster and looking at the needs of this team, I felt like this would be the best place for me to latch on.
Yeah, when he says Mikey Moe, he means Michael Morse.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right, Justin, I appreciate having you on. This is good. I'm glad we had you on. I'm glad the fans can hear from you. You're going to get a good-looking spring training. I'm sure the Giants have told you that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. And, I feel healthy. I feel ready to go.
Very good. Glad to meet you. All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.